What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chasing Clarity Health and Fitness Podcast. This is your host, Brandon Cruz, and today is episode 91, where we're going to discuss the pre-fat loss primer phase, why a healthy body is a responsive body, and how to promote metabolic restoration, recovery, and resilience. And I'm currently recording this on New Year's Day, bright and early in the morning, sipping on some pre-workout. And I just want to wish everyone out there a happy new year and welcome to 2024. So every year, I spend the last few days of the year reflecting back on the year previously to see what goals of mine I've accomplished and what my vision and mission heading into the new year will be. And I have to be honest with you guys, I used to not be a huge believer in New Year's resolutions, as I always felt that we should be constantly setting new goals to go after with no start date required. So the idea of waiting for the first of the year to finally start taking action used to just like not sit well with me. However, I believe that every single year serves as a new chapter in our lives, and with that, an opportunity for a fresh start where we can take the lessons we've learned in the past and do better moving forward. And so I think if we've learned anything within the last few years especially, is that health should be a massive priority in our lives, because without good health, honestly, it doesn't matter what else you have, because you won't be able to enjoy it as much. So it doesn't matter if you have, you know, great finances, or if you have all these materialistic items, or the ability to travel and vacation and all these things, or the best family in the world. If you're in poor health, it's going to limit your ability to rejoice and to enjoy those things, as well as to be there for a long-term period of time. And so I really encourage everyone out there to look at today and every day going forward in 2024 as an opportunity to improve your health and your fitness and attain your physique-related goals in the process, because as you get better, everything else gets better. So if you're able to transform your body, you can transform your life. So don't allow your bad habits and your mistakes from 2023 to restrict your ability to fully maximize yourself in the present moment. And by taking action today and committing yourself to the process of replacing your bad habits or your poor habits around things like nutrition, training, and activity with better ones that are more in alignment with your goals, when you're really aligning your actions with your ambitions, you'll be able to give yourself a better chance of a longer, more fruitful, and enjoyable life, both physically and mentally. So I encourage you all to start today in an active and productive way. And this podcast will be launching Friday morning. And so if you guys are listening to this right now, I encourage you to go for a walk or to go use that gym membership you've been paying for but neglecting. Take and rid your house of all of the trigger foods that cause you to overeat, and make a commitment to yourself and really make a commitment to make 2024 the year that you become the best version of yourself. And so just to give you guys a little bit of insight in terms of what I have planned for 2024, really this year to me is about building both my coaching business and my physique. The latter, you know, in terms of my physique, is something that's been on the back burner for the last few years, to be honest with you guys. And this really has been due to having other priorities take precedence over my training and my physique pursuits. And so this isn't to say that I haven't been training or anything of that sort. I still consistently hit the gym, you know, on average 5 times per week. I've stayed on point with my nutrition, especially. I really see that as the vector for maintaining body composition progress, especially when I don't have as much control over my schedule. And so I can always control my meals. I can always make sure that I'm properly fueling myself. I'm eating a nutrient-dense diet. But really, over the last few years, my actual physique progression has stalled out, and it's really been as it's really happened, starting with a car accident that I was involved in 2020. And then the next year I had a few surgeries that I went under. So I've basically been in essentially like a maintenance phase or like a holding pattern the last couple of years, where I really haven't pushed myself for a very specific physique goal. However, this year I'm determined to build lean muscle mass, hit PRs in most of my key indicator lifts, which are movements that I'm neurologically adapted to. So it's not like I'm making newbie gains on these movements. And I really want to bring up both my back and my delts, as these are two areas that have been extremely limited in terms of their development. But also, this was really heavily influenced by the fact that I was very restricted after the accident, because essentially what ended up happening was I was hit full speed from behind by a distracted driver. And I was stopped at a red light. So I incurred a lot of structural damage, especially to my back and my neck, things of that sort. So it really bothered me and panged me for quite some time. And right now I've been in a building phase for about 5 weeks so far, following a mini cut that I ran from late October till late November. And my physique is already showing signs of improvement. Plus my training has been going extremely well. So I'm looking forward to seeing the type of progress that I can achieve in the next 12 months by just putting my head down, putting in the work, and dialing in all the little details I know help me grab those one extra percentiles and those little percentage points that a lot of people would overlook and not consider. But really, when you think about it, if you're doing all these things that are adding 1%, this could be 10 additional things that you add in over the course of time. And obviously, I'm 18 years into training, so there's a lot of little vectors that I can pull. And so they eventually compound and can add up to a big and significant difference. So if I have 10 different variables within my lifestyle, my program, my supplementation, my nutrition, my training that I could pull, and these are levers that I can pull, and I have 10 that equal 1% each, that's 10% increase. And so these are things that a lot of people overlook. And I always say that when it comes to advanced trainees, attention to detail makes all the difference. And I've seen that with myself, as well as the many advanced trainees that I've taken, or even the intermediate trainees that I've brought to advanced, as well as the many fitness coaches that I coach myself. And I've been able to make astronomical progress with them as a result of really dialing in details that they were overlooking. So just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update about me, but that's enough about me for today's intro, and we're going to get into the podcast. So I want to start this episode by discussing my mission with coaching and the goal behind my health-centric coaching model, which is essentially what I refer to my coaching model as. And so this week actually officially marks my 11th year that I've been doing nutrition and physique coaching online. And every year as the new year comes around, I spend the last few days going over my goals, my vision, and my mission for the next year, as well as reflecting back on the past year. And when I first got into the online coaching side of the industry, I'd been training clients in person for a few years already. And fitness coaching was way different than it is today in 2024. And so there were way less coaches in the space, especially from an online perspective. Fitness was far less popular and prominent. And there was less credible resources online providing quality and trustworthy information. And podcasts weren't even a thing. And another thing that wasn't prominent at all was social media had yet to play a large role in the field. As back when I first started coaching, I didn't even have social media platforms. So I didn't even have something like an Instagram. So when I first got started with online nutrition and physique coaching, you only made the transition to going online if you had been a successful personal trainer or you had a ton of experience in training and nutrition. Because at that time, marketing was far less prominent and social media was basically non-existent. So in order to build up a roster of clients and gain experience, you had to have already established yourself. You had to have built up experience in person and have a degree of credibility, as 99% of the clients that I initially worked with were either individuals that I met at the gym, so I knew them in person, or they were personal referrals from other clients that I was working with at the time. And over the years, I've watched this space become extremely saturated and get really watered down with people who got into coaching, not because they were passionate about it, where they had the knowledge and the skills to help others, but because they thought it was an easy career where you could essentially just sit back on a beach, sip margaritas, and send a few emails and macros plans a day and make a living out of it. And anyone who has made a successful full-time career out of coaching knows this isn't the case, as coaching is an extremely time-consuming career that requires a ton of time, energy, effort, and investment into getting the best out of the clients we work with, helping them through the highs and lows in their lives. And really overcoming these challenges, setbacks, and obstacles, and continuing our education to constantly refine our skill set and expand our knowledge. And my mission with coaching is to help my clients achieve their goals of improving their physiques through building muscle, burning body fat, and bettering their body composition and metabolic health in a healthy, sustainable manner. And really, what I'm trying to do is do so in a manner where they can maintain this over the long haul. In order to do so, I'm very strategic about how I periodize their phases, their nutrition and training. And often I find myself having to help these clients change the things they've done and approaches they followed in the past to set them up for success. And this can often be a challenging situation to navigate for me as a coach, especially around the new year, as the vast majority of individuals who contact me for coaching want to jump right into a fat loss phase, but many aren't ready or in the right state to do so. And the issue with this is there's many coaches out there, honestly, who will just tell clients what they want to hear, and they'll throw them into any phase that they want as long as it ensures that they sign the client. Whereas my first priority with any new client that I sign is to work on their bottlenecks and their anchors and to improve everything first so that they're set up for success and able to respond well when we do turn our focus to fat loss and I transition them into an energy deficit. And over the years, there's been a lot of coaching practices and approaches that I've encountered others using that really haven't set well with me because it often leaves the clients they work with and they use these protocols with worse off than they came to them. Whereas one of my high priority principles is to leave my clients better off than they came to me at. And so this is something I myself have experienced working with many big name coaches over the years. As you know, over the years, I've done 15 contest preps. So I've been on stage 15 times. I've done well over 100 photo shoots. for multiple publications like Men's Health, Men's Fitness, Bodybuilding.com, Muscular Development, things of that sort. And when I was competing and modeling on a frequent basis and at a high level, I pushed myself and my body to its limits to see what it was capable of. But it also came at some costs over the years, especially because many of the coaches I worked with back then, they only cared about getting another, impressive transformation under their belt so they could post it on social media. And they didn't seem to care about my health, my biofeedback, my lab work, or my ability to make progress short term. It was really, what can we get out of you in 12 weeks, essentially? And these practices put me in a position where I eventually started to suffer more and more side effects than results as a consequence of their guidance and instructions. And I've been that person who has been ghosted by a coach right after a show has finished and received zero guidance or advice about how to approach that post-dieting phase. And this actually happened after my first contest prep. And I had a terrible post-show rebound as a result. I've had downregulated hormones. I've suffered with insulin resistance. I've experienced severe degrees of metabolic adaptation from getting lean and staying lean too long due to the advice I was receiving at the time and everything else you could think of. So after a few years of following these methods early on, I started diving deeper and deeper into the literature and to continuing my education to create a coaching method that pairs physique optimization with health. And this is really to help others avoid the mistakes I made and the side effects I experienced early on in my fitness journey. And what I've noticed is that most of the individuals who have contacted me for coaching, especially over, say, like the last 5 years or so, already have experience with coaching, yet it's been a less than favorable or positive experience. And this is what they report back to me. And they've been coached and pressured into trying methods that are not only unsustainable and difficult to include into their daily routine, but they've also cost them their health. And oftentimes, these protocols have helped them get results in the short term, but have ended in them rebounding and losing these results almost as quickly as they attain them. So, I want to go through a common situation I encounter with new clients who come to me. And so, over the years, I've had more and more people who come to me for coaching because they're unhappy with their body composition and the fact that they've lost weight in the past, but have never kept it off. They don't feel good physically and mentally. They lack energy for their daily activities, yet alone to train hard, and they have a lower quality of life than they desire. And as a result of this, the vast majority of these individuals want to jump right into a fat loss phase, as they believe that will be the most effective intervention to improve upon their current state. However, just because you're unhappy with your body composition doesn't mean that jumping right into a fat loss phase is the most intelligent decision or approach we can take, especially if your biofeedback is poor and your habits and behaviors around nutrition and training aren't dialed in to begin with. Now, I do have some new clients who come to me who are in a good spot, both physically and mentally, and who we can enter a fat loss phase sooner with. But the vast majority of individuals who contact me do so because they've tried so many other approaches in the past and haven't been able to see the results they've wanted, and they're frustrated as a result. So over the years, I've noticed that there are two common situations that new clients are in when they initially contact me for coaching with the goal of losing fat. The first situation is there's someone who has spent years chronically dieting and over-restricting and under-fueling themselves, which is something that I've covered in the last few episodes of the podcast. And this just resulted in them going through repetitive cycles of weight loss and then weight regain. So it's like this vicious cycle that they're pretty much on this merry-go-round that's going nowhere, essentially. And this has resulted in these individuals not making any significant or sustained improvements to their body composition. And they often feel that they've been taking two steps forward only to take three or more backwards. And also, due to these individuals following fad diets, extreme dietary approaches, and cyclical dieting approaches and strategies for years, they haven't been able to strike enough of a balance to make fitness and nutrition a consistent component of their lifestyle, which is what's needed to not only get lean, but more importantly, to maintain a lean and muscular and healthy physique long term. Now, the second situation is a little bit different. So these are, clients who are overfed yet undernourished, meaning they're eating an excessive amount of calories due to a lack of knowledge around proper nutrition, making poor food choices, and not having the right habits and behaviors around nutrition and diet, which has resulted in them carrying a higher body fat percentage than they like. Yet they're suffering from micronutrient deficiencies, which often impact their hormonal health, how they look, and then also how they feel. Now, despite the fact that both of these types of clients having different dieting histories, in both situations, these individuals are in a poor or suboptimal state of physical, mental, and/or internal health. And so we have to realize is these situations may be vastly different when we just look at them from exteriorly, but many of these individuals on both sides of the spectrum have a poor relationship with food, which results in unhealthy eating behaviors such as engaging in over-restricting and under-fueling, which is often compensated for by periods of uncontrolled overeating and binge eating episodes, which then they try to make up for by going right into over-restricting, which creates this vicious cycle which has physical ramifications, but also mental. So it's only more so negatively impacting the relationship with food. So not only are they not ready for a fat loss phase from a physical perspective, but they're also not mentally ready for an energy deficit and the restriction that comes with an extended period of time of being in a calorie deficit, which is what's needed to successfully lose a significant amount of body fat. And many of these individuals are also underslept, they're stressed out, they're fatigued, and living a lower quality of life than they want, which is why I take what I refer to as a health-centric approach to coaching that goes far beyond just the X's and O's of calories and macros for nutrition and sets and reps for training, and instead looks to improve their body composition by optimizing not only their training and nutrition, but also how they approach their lifestyle as a whole. And if someone comes to me and they aren't in the right place physically or mentally to enter a deficit, I'm not going to try to force their body into a phase that it isn't ready or prepared for, as I believe a healthy body is a responsive body. So if a client isn't in a healthy spot, their body isn't going to respond, and this will bottleneck their ability to make progress and see the results they desire. So rather than starting our working relationship together off by going right into a deficit, I found an immense benefit in taking time to prime their body and physiology first so that they're in a better position to tackle their physique-related goals. So despite the fact that many who contact me had the desire to go right into a fat loss phase in order to get lean and attain things like visible abs, many aren't in the right place physically and mentally to do so and to actually achieve a lean physique and be able to maintain it after. And as a fitness professional, my goal with every client I work with is to improve their health and their habits, positively modify their behaviors, and ultimately optimize their lifestyle as a whole, as your body composition and health isn't just determined by what you do in the gym an hour a day, 5 days per week, but it's also highly influenced and impacted by the entirety of what you do in terms of the decisions you make and the actions, habits, and behaviors you engage in across the entirety of the day. So we're talking a 24-hour thing. And so this is why I feel my role is not only to give a client what they want, but also what they need. So for a lot of new clients, the last thing they need to do is go right into a fat loss phase, as it's important to realize that in order to set up a client for success in terms of losing fat, they need to start the diet in a good place, both physically and mentally, which is why I often start off with a pre-fat loss primer phase, which I'm going to lay out in detail throughout the course of this podcast. So the first concept that I want to cover is why a healthier body is a more responsive body. And so before we get into what a primer phase is, who it's right for, and the goals and benefits of utilizing a pre-fat loss primer phase, I want to go over one of the coaching philosophies which underlies the primer phase, which I often summarize with a statement I've been using on social media and on podcasts for years, which is a healthy body is a responsive body. And if you look at physique transformation and improving body composition from a physiological perspective, you'll realize that in order to optimize your body composition and outcomes, you need to have your health optimized as well. And this is why I always tell my clients, especially those with ambitious physique and body composition focused goals, that a healthy body is a responsive body. And anyone who has worked with me knows I live and die by this statement. And this is because if your health is not in a good place, your body will not grow muscle and or lose fat as effectively and efficiently as possible, as being in poor physical or mental health will create a bottleneck or anchor that limits your ability to get the results you're capable of. And you have to realize that in order to change your body, you need to apply stress in it, to it, essentially in the forms of diet, training, and cardio. However, you will not respond optimally just from adding these programming variables into your routine if your body is not receptive and able to handle these stressors and these stimuli appropriately. And this is because you need to have the adaptive resources to be able to positively adapt to these stressors to see the results and outcomes you're looking for from a body composition perspective. However, the issue is, if your body is already in a stress state from a physical or mental health perspective, your body already has an excessive amount of stress to deal with, which it's going to prioritize, essentially for survival over the external stresses of training and dieting strategies you're placing upon it. So your body is going to be looking to get by and survive, not to thrive. And in order to really optimize your body composition, we want to thrive. We want to be putting ourselves in a position to succeed as well as to thrive. And so the healthier your body is, the more able it'll be to adapt to your diet and your training, and the more likely you'll see the positive results you're looking for. And this is something I've seen with hundreds of clients whom I've taken through a primer phase. And by improving their health, habits, behaviors, and lifestyle through a periodized approach to nutrition and training, I've helped them reach their best physiques to date. All right, so I want to go through what is a pre-fat loss primer phase, and why do I use them with clients who have the goal of losing body fat? So just from a broad base, 10,000-foot perspective, a pre-fat loss primer phase is a phase that serves as a way to build a proper foundation to set my clients up for success when I do transition them into a fat loss phase later. And I use this as the diet before the diet, where I aim to improve and optimize and set up a client's physiology and psychology so they respond better and can lose fat more effectively once we shift our focus and enter an energy deficit with the goal of maximizing body fat loss. So during the pre-fat loss primer phase, my goal is to set up clients for more effective fat loss in the future by using our initial time working together as a preparatory period, where I focus on improving their physical and mental state and work on their approach to nutrition and training, as well as their habits, behaviors, and lifestyle, so they respond better and can lose fat more effectively once we go into a fat loss phase. And one of the most common goals new clients come to me with is help them lose body fat and get leaner. However, throughout the years I've been coaching, I've realized that many aren't in the right place physically or mentally to just go right into a deficit when we first start working together. So I'd like to start them off by entering this pre-diet fat loss or pre-fat loss primer phase, as it puts them in a better position to succeed after we have finished this phase. And due to the fact that many individuals aren't in the right state, both physically and mentally, prior to the start of a fat loss phase, this results in them rushing into these fat loss diets and these fad diets and things like that, which often leads to one of two situations. They either go into the deficit, but they can't adhere to it, which results in them falling off the diet and spinning their wheels. Or they're able to get through the diet, but essentially what they're doing is they're white knuckling their way through the diet. But as soon as it's over, they end up gaining back all the weight they lost and are right back where they started. And dieting for fat loss is kind of like a competitive sport if you think about it. There are sacrifices involved, as well as benefits and drawbacks that come along with it. So it isn't something that anyone should just decide to jump into if they're not ready to do so, which is a mistake that many make. And by using this pre-fat loss primer phase approach, I found that it helps me make sure a client is in the right state and right place mentally and physically before we even enter a deficit, which increases their likelihood of succeeding both in the fat loss phase itself, and then they're better able to maintain the results after. As I believe that as a coach, it's not enough to just help someone successfully get through a diet and lose body fat in the process, but it's also pertinent to help clients maintain the results after. All right, so I want to go through who would benefit from a primer phase, because those of you out there might be listening and thinking, all right, well, I have the goal of fat loss. It's a new year, 2024. I want to get lean. Is this right for me? Is this appropriate? So let me go through several categories of individuals who would benefit from doing a pre-fat loss primer phase. The first type of person would be those who have struggled with dieting and losing fat in the past. The second category of individuals who would benefit from a primer phase are those who haven't recovered metabolically from their previous dieting cycles. And I understand that not everyone's going to be getting their resting metabolic rate checked to know if they've recovered or not, but this can be someone, and this can include people that, have poor biofeedback, someone with hormonal issues like low sex hormone levels, including testosterone, estradiol, or progesterone levels, or low thyroid production. So this is something you can get easily done on your lab work. Someone with a lower maintenance intake, which is finding it hard to sustain that low level of caloric intake that they need to maintain their body weight. Someone who has been in low energy availability, or anyone who is dealing with re relative energy deficiency, and also a female who has experienced amenorrhea, or essentially the loss of their menstrual cycle. Another category of individuals would be those who don't have enough muscle to look good after a fat loss phase, which is where focusing on fueling their training and building muscle during a primer phase will benefit them greatly from a lean mass and body composition perspective. Another category of individuals are those who have a poor relationship with food, as if you have a poor relationship with food, jumping into a deficit and restricting your food intake isn't going to improve your relationship with food. And honestly, it could potentially make it worse. Another category is those who haven't been able to successfully lose fat and keep it off. And this applies to those who have rebounded badly after diets in the past due to not having spent time eating at maintenance and learning to live at maintenance rather than swinging between periods of undereating to overeating. Those who haven't or who don't have their eating habits and behaviors and meal structure dialed in, those who aren't proficient at tracking macros, which is where doing a primer phase and focusing on educating them around nutrition and tracking will help them immensely for when we do enter a fat loss phase, and those with a long history of diet. And so this is someone who's cycled between being on the diet and then off the diet, and they've went through these pendulum swings, essentially going through different sides of the extreme. And over the years, I've worked with a ton of men and women who have a history of chronic dieting when they've come to me. And many of these individuals have spent years trying to lose weight by over-restricting themselves, but they have yet to attain the lean physique they desire because these long periods of over-restricting are often followed by periods of overeating due to being so physically and mentally burnt out from dieting. A lot of these clients that come to me, especially the women that contact me for coaching, are in this situation where they've went through multiple cycles of chronic dieting where they've over-restricted for as long as they could essentially tolerate for. And they did so to lose weight only to fall off the diet and regain all that they've lost. And the main issue for these individuals is they're usually on very low calories when they come to me. So they aren't in the position from a physical and mental perspective where continuing to diet would yield favorable outcomes whatsoever. They also have a very small calorie budget to play with and to work with, so there's barely anything to pull from. So these individuals, or with these individuals, I'll use a pre-fat loss primer phase as a way to reset and prime their bodies by fueling them properly and to be able to potentiate their ability to respond to a fat loss phase in the future. And for all those of these categories of individuals, I found fat loss, pre-fat loss primer phases to be really beneficial as I focus on getting them consistently eating not only a higher quantity of food, but also a higher quality of food paired with a progressive resistance training program where they're able to build lean mass due to ensuring that they're properly fueled. And I think it's important for anyone who has struggled with dieting for fat loss in the past due to jumping from diet to diet and going through frequent dieting cycles to realize that at some point you can't just eat less and exercise more. Because if that approach hasn't worked for you numerous times in the past, or it has, but you've only seen progress during the diet itself, but then have regained everything as quickly as you lost it, you can't just continue to jump into another diet because if you continue doing what you've been doing up until this point, you're going to continue getting the results you've been getting, which you're unhappy with at the current moment. So in order to change and get better, you need to be willing to change your methods and take a better approach to your physique goals. Also, if a client falls into any of these categories and I address these issues initially before going into the deficit and improve upon them first, the chance of these issues getting worse, or if I don't do that, the chance of these issues getting worse is amplified, which is why I'd rather focus on improving upon these roadblocks so that they don't limit my client's ability to make progress in the future, as they have so many times in the past. And this is something that many of them report to me. Like, listen, I feel like I'm constantly trying. I'm staying in this restricted state. I've tried so hard to lose body fat, but I never am able to sustain it. And this is not only due to the lack of strategy in terms of how they approach it, but also not having an exit strategy in place, not setting themselves up, not priming themselves before the fat loss phase begins. So often they're jumping into it and they're actually not prepared to do so. Like, you know, from a goal perspective, they have the goal, but their body, both physically and mentally, is not ready to be in an energy deficit. So it halters and it's hinders their ability to actually make progress both in the short and the long term. So I want to go through the goals of a primer phase, because there are many goals I'm aiming for during a pre-fat loss primer phase. And some of these goals will vary from client to client based on where they're at when we first start the phase, but there are going to be some general goals that I'm shooting for with clients when I'm taking them through a primer phase. So my first goal is to increase their energy availability and their calorie intake so that they're well-fueled and we can improve their ability to train, stay active, and crush their day-to-day activities. I like to try to get a client into a high flux state where they're eating more calories and able to maintain their body weight on the highest calories possible, so that when we do go into a fat loss phase after the primer phase has finished, we have a larger calorie budget to work with and to pull from. And my goal is to get clients into a position where they're consistently well-fueled and where their body gets used to processing and partitioning nutrients well, which puts them in a better place, not only metabolically, but also in a more favorable spot to succeed in future fat loss phases and in future phases that we do together. Now, this isn't a bulk, so it's not like I'm just taking them from where they are or where they come to me and just start throwing calories at them, as I believe it's really important to meet clients where they're at. And for many, they're so used to restricting their intake that eating more can be a mental hurdle we need to work through. So I like to take a more strategic approach where I start them off around their maintenance intake based on, and this really is based on the data and information I collect, gather, and analyze during our initial coaching consultation. And then I try to expand that maintenance, as our maintenance calorie intake isn't a set number, which is set in stone. It's a range which can fluctuate by several hundred calories for most. So I'm basically trying to increase their ability to buffer and handle a higher calorie intake on a consistent basis. And by combining this increase in calorie intake with a properly periodized and progressive resistance training program focused on muscle hypertrophy, so muscle growth, I'm able to help these clients gain lean muscle tissue, improve their body composition, improve their training performance, which thus improves their body composition. It increases their strength and increases their energy expenditure levels. I'm able to increase their energy levels throughout the day, which results in them being more active over the course of 24 hours or throughout the course of their days, which raises their NEAT levels. And all of these benefits increase their total daily energy expenditure and their metabolic rate due to the increase in energy intake, the increase in diet-induced thermogenesis from eating more, and from the muscle tissue that they put on. And from a nutritional perspective, another goal of mine is to improve their food quality and nutrient density of their diet. I find so many new clients who come to me that have large gaps in their approach to nutrition and have micronutrient deficiencies, which are often the underlying root causes as to why they lack energy, they have poor biofeedback, or are having hormonal issues, among other problems, which I look to manage and improve upon during this phase through improving their food quality, their food choices, and their micronutrient intakes. I also aim to empower my clients through education. So one of the goals of this phase is to increase their nutritional IQ and improve their dietary habits and behaviors. So this includes helping them understand the concept of energy balance, showing them how to properly fuel themselves and construct meals that are appropriate for their calorie needs and their goals, and helping them learn how to read food labels and how to track their nutrition. And from the nutritional habit side, I think it's really important that a client learns appropriate portion sizes. They get into the habit of getting in an adequate protein intake per meal to help with muscle growth and recovery processes, but also to be able to help manage their hunger and be satiated. I want them to get in a healthy amount of vegetables and fruits per day. I'm also looking to get them to, to help them make healthier decisions and choices that are more in alignment and more in line with their goals, which includes reducing mindless eating behaviors like grazing and snacking, which is something that a lot of people subconsciously do and engage in, and they don't realize how many more calories they're taking in, and it's actually negating their ability to make progress because they're doing it in a mindless fashion. Another goal of mine is to develop consistent eating habits and a daily meal pattern. And often I'm looking to take a client from states of undereating at times to overeating at other times, to getting into a better overall routine to manage hunger and fuel themselves properly on a consistent basis so that they aren't going through these binge restrict cycles that they may have been engaging in previously. I'm also looking to increase their aerobic capacity and overall aerobic fitness so that I can increase their ability to oxidize, utilize, and partition nutrients, especially carbohydrates, and improve health markers like their resting heart rate, their blood pressure, and their fasting blood sugar, which will increase insulin sensitivity and their ability to handle carbohydrates. So overall, the primer phase is designed to improve someone's habits around nutrition, training, movement, stress management, and sleep, all of which will set you up to be more likely to succeed in a subsequent dieting phase. But there are also some soft skills and mental aspects that I find this pre-fat loss primer phase really helps my clients with. And a few of these include helping them commit to the process and to stop self-sabotaging themselves, as many have gotten so used to not feeling great that they have forgotten how it feels to fuel themselves, to feel good, and to function well. But once they do it, it allows them to buy into the process more, which maximizes their results. So this phase also allows us to cement a solid coaching client relationship where we're able to be honest and transparent with one another through effective communication, which allows me to better guide them not only through this phase, but also especially through a fat loss phase, which is far more challenging for many than would be a primer phase. All right, so the next aspect that I want to cover within this podcast is why you should do a primer phase. So what are the benefits of doing a primer phase prior to a fat loss phase? Because many just want to get to their goal as quickly as possible. So they want to jump right into a fat loss phase. And so we have to realize that there are many benefits that come from doing a primer phase prior to a fat loss phase, which is why it's my preferred method. Like if this didn't work, I would not do it. Like you guys have to realize that this isn't just about my coaching ideologies, but the strategies and methods that I've utilized within coaching comes both from research, but also from experience working with over 1,000 clients at this point. And I've seen that this has been a more favorable approach to take with clients that have the goal of fat loss. Not only to improve their body composition through maximizing fat loss, but also being able to retain that fat loss in the long term. And so with many clients, I'm aiming to reverse the adaptations from previous diets they have yet to properly recover from. So one of the benefits of the primer phase is by increasing their energy intake, it helps to reverse the downregulation in their total daily energy expenditure that come from having spent large portions of time in a deficit. And when you get out of a deficit and back to maintenance or above, this can increase the four components of your total daily energy expenditure as a result of putting more energy into the system. So now your body is able to burn more calories per day as a result. So for instance, the first thing that we can look at is by eating more, your thermic effect of feeding goes up because you now have more food to process and digest, and you'll burn more calories through diet-induced thermogenesis, as our body requires us to burn calories to digest, absorb, and assimilate the nutrients we eat. So by taking in more calories, we burn more calories. This phase also helps to increase NEAT levels, and this is because decreases in NEAT levels account for up to 85 to 90% of the decreases in the amount of calories you burn per day when we reduce calories significantly and consistently maintain an energy deficit. So by reversing this process and increasing our calorie intake, it can cause us to spontaneously move more, which increases our calorie expenditure. Another benefit of the primer phase is it can increase our exercise activity thermogenesis. And so that's the calories you burn through exercise. And so this is because by eating more and properly fueling yourself, you'll have more energy to put towards productive and progressive training. And throughout a primer phase, I'll often work on substantially increasing my clients' carb intakes, which I do to fuel their training sessions and increase their training performance, which will not only increase their energy expenditure within a session, but also increase their ability to build muscle, which is like an investment into their metabolic bank account, essentially. We're also able to stimulate the process of muscle protein synthesis to a greater and higher degree at energy balance than we can in a deficit, which helps with building muscle, which is an energy-intensive process itself and requires a ton of calories to actually take place. So the second benefit, or the second main benefit that comes with eating more during a reverse, or during a primary phase rather, is it helps to mitigate the downregulation in metabolic rate. And so the last component of our total daily energy expenditure that this approach can upregulate is your metabolic rate, which is often lowered after a prolonged period of being in a deficit. So I find that many think that they've damaged their metabolic rate from previous dieting cycles, but we see in research that the decrease in resting metabolic rate is temporary, meaning it's only significant when a person is actively in an energy deficit. Yet, just like it gets downregulated, so your metabolic rate lowers during an energy deficit, we can actually upregulate it by getting back to energy balance. So in a study by Morton and colleagues, they followed females who had lost a significant amount of weight during the post-diet phase and found that within 4 weeks of finishing the diet, their resting metabolic rate was no longer significantly suppressed due to getting back to energy balance. So having a permanently damaged metabolism isn't something any of you have to worry about unless you literally try to live your life in a deficit. So if followed correctly, the primary phase can increase all components of your total daily energy expenditure, which will increase the total amount of calories you're able to burn per day, as taking in more calories helps your body burn more calories. Another benefit of the primary phase is that it helps to improve a client's biofeedback, especially from an energy and activity perspective. And so by focusing on getting my clients to properly fuel themselves, I found that this helps to improve their biofeedback and how they feel and function, which provides them with more energy for all aspects of their life. So this extra energy is not only beneficial to fuel your training, but it also is good for, you know, your activities of daily living, because now you're going to have more energy to do things with your loved ones. So to go hiking with, you know, your family or your friends or things like that, to play with your kids or your dog, to go to the park, things like that, and to engage in other activities like hiking or sports outside of the gym. So now it's really increasing the quality of life that you have. And so all these types of activities increase your NEAT levels and your step count, which is the component of our total daily energy expenditure, which is the most modifiable and can greatly influence the amount of calories we burn per day. Another benefit of doing a primer phase is it helps to promote metabolic recovery and metabolic resilience. And so one of the best benefits I've seen with clients who I've taken through this phase is it not only gives them greater flexibility in terms of the amount of food they can eat, but it also provides them with greater metabolic resilience to higher calorie intakes than they were eating prior to coming to me. And so by increasing calories and focusing on building muscle with a client who has been under-eating and under-fueling themselves, I'm able to get them into a place where their maintenance calories are higher, so they have much greater ability to handle higher calorie days. And one of the most common pieces of feedback I receive from clients during this phase is that they can't believe how much they're able to eat and still improve their body composition as compared to the intake that they came to me at, which is can be, you know, often be kind of like a mind fuck for some of them at first. But once they start seeing and feeling the results, they buy into the process even more. And honestly, who wouldn't love more food? Honestly, if you're able to expand and get into a mindset of abundance, it's such a beneficial thing, both from a physiological or physical perspective and a mental perspective. Primary phase also allows me to improve a client's nutrient density and increase their micronutrient intakes. So by working on expanding my client's energy intake, it allows me to fit in more nutrient-dense food sources, which provide a higher intake of micronutrients, which not only help them feel better, but also improve their hormone health and hormone production. So for example, when it comes to hormones, there are many cofactors and micronutrients that are needed in order to produce and synthesize these different hormones. So for thyroid, we need adequate iodine, zinc, and selenium intake. For testosterone, we need adequate zinc intake. For insulin sensitivity, we need adequate amounts of magnesium and vitamin D. So by increasing their intake of nutrient-dense food sources containing these micros in conjunction with strategic supplementation, we're able to improve these variables. Another huge benefit of this phase is it helps me to improve my client's ability to consistently adhere to a nutrition plan, which is something many of them have struggled with in the past. And I found that by increasing food intake during a primer phase, it's helped to improve a client's adherence, especially when a client has come to me feeling burnt out from previous dieting cycles and from continually feeling like they have to eat less. They're always in that mindset of restriction, essentially. And this is especially true if someone has been in a diet and they've been eating in a deficit during the week, but falling off on weekends, which has been negating their deficit. So by raising their calories across the course of the week and by better managing hunger, it's easier for them to remain more consistent to the actual nutrition plan as it's laid out. And adherence is such a critical component to the coaching process for us to work together and to be able to get results. Because as a client, you know, I need a client to be consistent so that we can collect data that will inform us of where they're at. I need, you know, then I can collect and thus assess that data and adjust accordingly, especially like how I would make adjustments to the plan. But without you being consistent, I can't help you to the best of my ability, which is another reason I don't find it beneficial to start a new client off in a fat loss phase, especially if they have no experience. I have no experience seeing how consistent they are at executing a plan, and they've had inconsistencies in the past. And last but not least, the primer phase helps get clients out of a mindset of restriction and subtraction and into what I refer to as a mindset of abundance and addition. And so, really, we're trying to get them out of the mindset of constant restriction. And I find this phase to be especially helpful for my female clients who have always focused so much on eating less that they have a hard time wrapping their heads around the benefit of eating more until I guide them through this process and show them the many benefits of eating more in a strategic manner rather than continuing to only eat more when they fall off the diet and they binge on a weekend, which then they try to overcompensate for by excessively restricting after the binge to try to, make up for it or to, quote unquote, undo the damage. And this helps them realize that nutrition isn't just about subtracting calories and continuing to eat less, but rather there's a time and place to reduce their energy intake and aim for fat loss. But there's also a ton of progress that can come from eating more and taking an abundance-based approach where we're focused on fueling ourselves and maximizing our training performance to drive body composition progress. And so, one thing I do want to do is I want to go over a recent case study where I had a new client come to me and I put them into a primer phase, which helped them make a ton of progress by taking a different approach than they had been using previously. So I want to first and foremost give a shout out to my client, Elena, who I just posted a transformation of her 16-week primer phase transformation. This was posted on Monday morning. And so if you guys are listening to the podcast, it will be on Friday. You guys can go back to my post on Monday. You guys can find me on Instagram at Brandon DeCruz underscore. But Elena is in her early 50s. And when she first came to me, she wanted to get her physique to the next level. So she really had very physique focused goals. And she had worked with many coaches prior to me, both in terms of her training and nutrition. But a lot of the diet and training programs she had been put on were unsustainable, suboptimal, to be honest with you, and left her struggling with excessive hunger and spending hours trying to cram in marathon training sessions and cardio sessions around her busy work schedule, as she has an extremely busy work schedule. So she's the head of operations for a global marketing company. The woman is a boss, to be honest with you, and has a very type A personality. She's very driven, very goal-oriented. So she was pushing herself to the best of her ability and really trying to make it happen. And obviously, when we're doing consultation, I'm going through her history. And a year prior to coming to me, she had lost a significant amount of body weight. But since that time, she had regained a decent percentage of it, and she was unhappy with that. And here's the thing, she was regaining weight despite eating 1,300 calories a day, doing 45 minutes of cardio every single day, and training 6 days per week with a very, very high volume, where her lower body was being trained with 66 sets per week. And the rest of her muscle groups were being trained with between 20 and 30 plus sets per week. So this woman was spending an immense amount of time in the gym, just punishing her body, essentially. And when she first came to me, I educated her on the fact that although she wanted to get leaner, that was her goal, we couldn't just keep pulling calories and doing more and more training and cardio to try to increase energy expenditure because her body was not responding to that. And she was gaining weight as a result, holding a ton of inflammation, looking stressed, feeling stressed. Biofeedback was extremely poor. Hunger was through the roof and things of that sort. And she had been training with a very high training volume and eating very little food for years. So what I did was I took a stair-stepped approach to increasing her energy availability and her calorie intake, improving her food quality, and focusing on fueling training sessions that were lower in total weekly training volume, but also use better exercise selection. We focus on the quality of the stimulus rather than the sheer quantity of it, as she was doing so many sets, honestly, and just to be able to get through, each of these sets, she was rushing into each set. So she was using very short rest intervals, like 60 seconds, which mimic kind of like a circuit training workout, just due to the fact that she was trying to compress. Keep in mind, most of these workouts were 30 plus sets. So she was trying to compress all this total training volume into the budget that she had for the time she could allocate towards training. And so we just wrapped up her 4 month primer phase. And by the last week of the phase, I had worked her food up to over 2,500 calories on training days and around 2,355 calories on off days. And that was from an original intake of 1,300 calories across the week. And her original carb intake was around 130 grams per day, whereas now she's over 280 grams per day. Yet within that, she's lost 15 pounds in the process, going from 158 on average to 143. As we've improved her energy availability, her ability to train with a much higher level of intensity, taking a much more focused approach, we're utilizing sufficient rest intervals. We're training less times per week, but really focusing on maximizing each and every session. And then also on the back end, focusing on recovery so she can adapt and grow. And also a major component of the success of our coaching experience is off the bat, she had mentioned that in her last coaching, experience, she had worked with many fitness professionals, but the last one that she had done about a year stint with, she felt like she didn't get the right attention or precision that she needed or wanted. So every other week, we've gotten on a Zoom call and we go over her progress for the week, any questions that she's had, And I took time to explain the process to her and get her to understand the changes being made, because oftentimes when you tell someone to eat more, it's like, it's very hard to wrap your head around, especially when they're so used to, they think that doing more in terms of cardio and training and then eating less is the only way. And I really had to educate her on the process and also get her to buy in and trust me in it. And so really I've tried to empower her through education, and she completely bought into the primer phase and nailed it to a T. So she's now lost all the weight that she had initially regained after her last fat loss phase, and she's leaner, but also far more muscular as a result. So I really do encourage you guys. She had an incredible recomp. You can tell she's gained muscle, she's lost body fat, and her biofeedback is in such a better place. So even just like on our Zoom consultations, I could tell the transformation of her as a person in terms of her liveliness, her energy levels. Like when we have conversations, I truly enjoy having Zoom consults with her because she's an incredible woman. And she's very goal-oriented, and I really respect that about her in all aspects of her life. But it's really good to see a new, like almost like a breath of fresh air for her. And this is why we want to coax the body to lose fat, not to force it. And so when it comes down to it, many take a very redundant approach to body composition improvement. If a diet has worked for them in the past, they always expect it to work again. So they continue to use the same hammer as though every physique goal and chapter in their lives are the same nail. And in order to change this and get our bodies to adapt and change in the manner that we want, we need to be willing to make changes. And this requires us to apply progressive stimulus to our body, both through our training and nutrition, which act as stressors which disrupt our baseline state and force the body to adapt and respond. However, over time, as our body adapts, it'll develop what's called adaptive resistance. And what was once a method your body positively responded to will no longer elicit the same result and positive change. And a good way to think about this is to reflect back to when you first started resistance training or started any activity. When you first start training in the gym, you're most likely following a generic routine. So that could have been you were doing 3 sets of 10 per exercise or something like a Bill Starr 5x5 program. And so let's use the 3x10 example on bench. At the start of our time training, you may have been able to do 135 for those sets and reps, which at the time helped you grow. But if you continue to do those 3 sets of 135 for 10 on the bench, would you still be growing now 5 to 10 years later? No. And so nutrition works in a similar way. If you just continue forcing your body into a deficit in order to try to get yourself to lose fat, the body's going to adapt to that chronic low energy intake. It's going to be adapted to that low energy availability and potentially develop REDS, which is something we've covered many times in the past. And so change will become harder and harder over time. So with each diet you force yourself into where you're losing muscle along with fat, you're getting less of a return on investment of your from your effort, and you're going to make your next diet more and more difficult. To realize that if your body isn't responding well to another diet because you've been dieting for years, on and off, chronically dieting, and you continue to push a deficit, it isn't going to make it respond better. You need to pull back, reset things, and be willing to do something different to finally get a different and better outcome. And so this is really where I found a great utility and benefit from utilizing primer phases with my clientele. And this is something that I've gotten a ton of positive feedback on. So I did want to cover it in depth because there is another method. There is another way. It doesn't always have to start with a fat loss phase. Every physique transformation doesn't have to start with throwing a client into an energy deficit. And I'll tell you that for a fact. So as always, guys, thank you for listening to the show and for your continued support. I'm wishing you guys an incredible 2024. If you need anything from me, you guys can find me on Instagram, which is at BrandonDeCruz underscore, or preferably through my email, which is bdecruzfitness@gmail.com. And also, please remember to follow the show, whether that be on Spotify or iTunes. Please leave us a review, preferably 5 stars. I really do appreciate that, guys. And then also, if you could, share the episode with a family, friend, whatever it may be. Share it on your stories. I love when people do that. Really, what I'm trying to do is have more of a positive ripple effect on this industry and bridge the gap between research and information and practical application to really help every one of you guys out there look better, feel better, and function better. And so if you guys could help me with that mission that I have, that is one of my goals for 2024. This is why, even though, Jeff right now is obviously very busy, we can't do the podcast together, I've taken on the entirety of this podcast and doing it on my own. And to be completely honest with you guys, this is far outside my comfort zone. I feel very uncomfortable just kind of speaking to myself and monologuing for an hour every single week. But I'm doing so because I generally want to have a positive impact, and I want to be able to give back to this community because fitness has given me so many things that I can't even express to you. It has changed my life, and it's also allowed me to change the lives of others. And that is something that enables me to feel incredibly fulfilled. So every day I wake up passionate and motivated to work with others and to respond to emails and to get on consultations with clients and to really help them. And every night I look at myself in the mirror and I'm able to sleep well because I go to sleep fulfilled and knowing that I have met my mission for the day. So if you guys could help me on a secondary mission that I have, which is to reach as many people as possible, I would truly appreciate it. But as always, guys, hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace.